On gays serving in the military has been suspended after the European Court of Human Rights said it was illegal. The court's decision was a victory for four former members of the armed forces who were sacked after they admitted they were gay.
There's 14, they said not
this. Lawyers and campaigners waited anxiously for the historic press release to arrive by email.
Excellent.
Good. Good.
It was everything they were hoping for. The court had said the government's policy of sacking all known homosexuals from the armed forces was a breach of their human rights.
I'm delighted because not only does it vindicate the stance that we've taken, but it vindicates it in an extremely strong way, and it renders the ban unenforceable. The government cannot enforce this ban, given this very clear and damning judgment.
The four former members of the armed forces who challenged the policy lost their case in the English courts 4 years ago. John Beckett was a Royal Navy weapons engineer and is now a police officer. Graham Grady was an RAF intelligence sergeant. Jeanette Smith was an RAF nurse. And Duncan Lustig-Preen was a lieutenant commander in the Royal Navy. Graham Grady was in Strasbourg today for the ruling. The human rights judges said the way he and the other three were interviewed by service police had been exceptionally intrusive.
There has been a violation of Article 8 of the Convention.
The main justification put forward by the Ministry of Defence was that the presence of open or suspected homosexuals in the armed forces would have a substantial and negative effect on morale and therefore on operational effectiveness. In support of that view, the Ministry relied on an opinion survey which showed attitudes in the armed forces ranging from stereotyped hostility to vague expressions of unease.
But the judges told the Defence Secretary that these attitudes did not justify an especially grave interference with troops' private lives.
We are examining very carefully now the detail of the judgment and the practical implications, along with the service chiefs and ministers, will speedily come to a conclusion and make recommendations. And in the meantime, cases already in the system will be put on hold.
It's thought that service chiefs will now draw up a rigorous code of conduct designed to ensure that homosexual relationships don't undermine morale or interfere with operational duties, while at the same time protecting gay troops from bullying or discrimination. Joshua Rosenberg, BBC News.